This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Nearly half of Philadelphians rent their homes. In some cases, tenant unions are giving them an organized, persistent voice to improve housing conditions, assert their legal rights, and influence housing policy. WHYY's Aaron Moselle of Plan Philly has been keeping an eye on the small but growing movement in the city. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Tell us about this trend.
So Philadelphia, like many big cities, has always had a tenant movement. That's not new. What's different is that over the last 5 years, we've seen a far more active movement. And that includes some real growth in the number of tenant unions and associations operating here. So these are renters in buildings, renters who share the same landlord, displaced renters, coming together to assert their rights under the law when their landlord is violating it.
And it makes sense that tenants organizing or attempting to organize, this has gained momentum since the COVID-19 pandemic, when renters really struggled to pay for rent and stay in their homes.
Exactly. As listeners might recall, Philly distributed millions in rental assistance during the pandemic to help residents keep a roof over their head, in part because so many people had lost their jobs and struggled to find work after they became unemployed. More recently, the country has been experiencing an affordability crisis that has made it even harder for people to make ends meet, and that includes paying their rent.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic is also partly to blame here because, remember, it was during the pandemic that housing prices shot up along with rents.
Right, and these prices haven't really come back down, so there are still a lot of renters in Philly who simply can't afford to move, even if they want to, because their landlord isn't making needed repairs or generally being negligent. And organizers say that has a lot of renters feeling backed into a corner, and some have chosen to fight back through these new tenant unions.
You've just written for Plan Philly, Aaron, about a group of tenants that showed up in the lobby of a realty company to announce they will be organizing. What do they want?
Yeah, these were renters from Florence Gardens Apartments in West Philly, and they showed up at the office to tell their landlord they had formed a tenants union. And that got the ball rolling on their main goal, which is to have a collectively bargained lease, which would be a first here in Philly as far as organizers can tell. They also became the city's newest known tenant union over the last 5 years. That total has gone from about a handful of associations to upwards of 20 now.
What types of issues are tenants fighting that are specific to our area?
Yeah, so these unions are considered a mechanism for keeping landlords accountable to abide by city law. Part of that is about getting landlords to make needed repairs and trying to codify turnaround times for that. Part of it is about pest control and making sure that's done in a timely manner. And then other issues are specific to a particular building. For example, one union is pushing to get their landlord to agree to a deadline for upgrading the heating system.
Mm-hmm. And Philadelphia is experiencing a housing crisis. Rents are historically high. Buildings are aging and hard to repair. What can these groups do to make a difference when it comes to these matters?
The hope is that collectively these unions can get their landlords to do the right thing. You know, it's easier to ignore an individual renter. It's a bit harder to ignore a group of 30 or 40 that, depending on the issue, could legally withhold rent until repairs are made. We've also seen tenants file class action lawsuits against their landlords, something that's also easier to do if there's a union. And we've seen these groups have some real influence in City Hall. For example, there's a legislative package that's set to take effect in November that was crafted directly in partnership with tenant organizers.
Yeah, and you've learned none of these avenues are slam dunks.
They're not, but when you talk to organizers, they say this movement and the wins they've had will, you know, improve the lives of renters across the city so that people aren't living in places that are uninhabitable just because they can't afford an apartment with higher rent.
Aaron, are landlords paying attention to the growth in tenant unions and this movement overall? How does this affect them?
They definitely are, especially independent landlords who are, in one case here, asking a judge to invalidate a pair of laws aimed at better protecting renters and reducing instances of landlord retaliation. I also talked to one of the leaders of HAPCO Philadelphia, which is the city's largest advocacy group for small landlords. And there's also still some real concern that these unions could hurt their businesses, particularly if they go after good landlords who may not, for example, have all the necessary approvals to operate but are otherwise doing what they're supposed to. Under a new law, there's a provision that clarifies that renters can sue for back rent if their landlord was collecting payments without a rental license or a certificate of rental suitability. And so there's a concern that that will cost some landlords thousands and, you know, potentially force them to sell or at least make their affordable units market rate, which they see as counterproductive to this tenant movement.
Where does this go from here? What do you think?
Organizers don't see this being a blip here in Philly. As we've talked about, the city's housing stock is aging and in need of repair. And at the same time, rents are historically high and home buying continues to be out of reach for a lot of people. And so that seems to point toward tenants continuing to organize to fight for what they're entitled to under the law as renters. And there's also a bit of a domino effect here. As more renters join and win, that potentially empowers more people to join the movement because they've seen real results here.
Thank you, Aaron.
You got it.
WHYY's Aaron Moselle of Plan Philly, keeping an eye on this small but growing movement in the city toward tenant unions. He joined us this morning on WHYY's Morning Edition.